The pasuk says in Parshas Balak, "Lehibit oven beYaakov, I see no iniquity, no sin in Yaakov. V'leira amal beYisrael, and no perversity in Yisrael. Hashem leikav imai. Hashem, his God, is with him." And in the Pirush al HaTorah of Menashe Klein Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he interprets this pasuk as an Eitzah Tova for Am Yisrael. Lehibit oven beYaakov, a person who sees no chait in Yaakov, who only looks at the positive, who only seeks ways and reasons to justify the actions of Amenu B'nai Yisrael and Achenu B'nai Yisrael, regardless of how unseemly it may appear, and you try to be Malamet Zchus, then you're Zoicha that Hashem Aleikav Imai, that Hashem is with him. Very often we're our worst enemies when we view the actions of our brothers and sisters with a Ayin Tzar, and when we look at Klal Yisrael with an Ayin Tova, and Lehibit Oven B'Yakoy, V'Loira Omo B'Yisrael, then Hashem Aleikav Imai, then Hashem is with him all the time. Interesting. It says psychologists basically note an interesting Rayon. It's true as it's in the Torah a lot, Kamayim Ponman Aponim is part of it, that an individual's perspective and perception of another reveals how much their own personality is in that mindset. So usually a person who describes others in positive terms, it indicates his own personality traits, and the same thing goes with negative. We often judge people based on preconceptions or first impressions. There's a famous story about two battleships that were assigned in a squadron to make maneuvers in heavy weather. And it was a very, very foggy in the sea and had limited visibility. And one captain was watching over the bridge and watching over all activity. And the lookout calls out, "Is it light coming across? Is it moving or is it steady?" It says it's steady. So the captain sends a warning signal. He says, "Signal that ship. We're on a collision course." And he sends a signal to that ship to advise, change your course by 20 degrees because we're heading directly towards you. And the return message signaled back, "Advisable for you to change course 20 degrees. Now the captain said, "What a chutzpah. He's a captain. Someone else is signaling me to move? Let him move. I'm the captain. Change your course by 20 degrees." And the reply said, you better change it by 20 degrees. And captain was furious and said, I'm a battleship, and I'm telling you to change your course by 20 degrees. And then came back the flashing notice that said, "I'm a lighthouse." So then, of course, the captain steered and changed his course by 20 degrees. This lesson, this story, is very practical in every circumstance. One perceives what his mind is willing to comprehend. Like in this situation, he thought it was a ship, so you move. Then he realized, oh, it's a lighthouse. That can't move, so I have to move. So we usually have the same scenario when we perceive people, situations, institutions, and we have a certain mentality towards it. And we realize now that it's not always that way. Different people have various different views on the world, on people, on life. And when we change the way we look at things to understand where other people are coming from, it has a dramatic positive impact on our lives. This captain experienced a shift of perspective as soon as he realized that it was a lighthouse. The anger went away. The insolence went away. The gaiva went away. It's not a ship, it's a lighthouse, a stationary lighthouse. Therefore, I have to move. So the way we see the world and the way we judge people determine our attitudes and behaviors towards them a lot. Like Shlomo HaMelech said, "Kamayim panim al panim." And it's brought down, the Reishis Chachma brings down, that the Hasidim or Rishonim used to go out of their way to judge every person favorably, even if they saw them act in a way that seemed not proper or even sinful. We know that the Baditshava, the Kedushas Levi, used to do this often, as there are many stories that relate his tzidkus in this way of always trying to give the Yidden a benefit of the doubt. And when he gave them the benefit of the doubt, means in his heart he gave them the benefit of the doubt. So one who really cares for another Jew will look out for him and will try to understand him and help him as best as he could. V'haftel ariyacha kamoicha. Zeklal gola batayra, as Rabbi Kiva said. Kamoicha means that regardless of your shortcomings, right? Kamoicha means like you. The Baal Shem Tov says this, that if you have shortcomings, you still love yourself enough that you'll say, I have something positive in me. I'm not perfect, but I'm not totally defective either. I'll have something nice to say about myself. So kamaicha, see as yourself, just like you're aware of your own flaws, whether your revealed flaws or your concealed flaws, you know about it all. And after everything is said and done, you still try to find something about yourself that you like. That's how we should appraise our neighbor as well. Always find something good about him, just like there's something good about me. And to find my positive aspect, I need to find the same positive aspect in my neighbor. So that is one beautiful pasuk. That's a Yesod Gadol. Again, Lo Yihibit Oven BeYaakov. If you do not see sin in Yaakov, V'lo Yiro Amal BeYisrael. You don't see perversity in Yisrael. Then Hashem Aleikov Imoy. Then Hakadosh Baruch Hu is with him. Another powerful pasuk in this week's parsha is Hein Am Levadad Yishkain. Behold, this is a nation that will dwell in solitude alone. Uvagoyim lo yischashav, and will not be reckoned among the nations. The Panini Malatayr brings down, based on Rashi, talks about how unfortunate we are that we are levada, that we are alone. And it's brought down, the Netziv brings down also, interesting yisoid, he brings down in his Meshiv Dover, in the Tshuvas, he says, when is Klal Yisrael am levadad? When is it a nation in solitude? That's when Yishkain, when they dwell in peace with no fear of external challenges for their well-being. But if Bagoyim, but if they attempt to assimilate among the nations of the world, lo yischashav, then they will not achieve any recognition. Instead, they will be hounded by the Goyim. And this is very, very important concept. And this aligns a lot with what Chazal say in the Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Dalet Amid Aleph, that why was Klal Yisrael stricken with Eicha? Eicha Yoshva Vadad, right? How is it that Yisrael sit alone? Right? So Yirmi was saying Kinnis on the Beis HaMikdash. How do you sit? And Yerushalayim, how do you sit alone? And Rav, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, said, Hashem said that Yisrael will dwell securely alone in a land of grain and vine, just like Yaakov. And Af Shemaim Yarfu Tol, it's brought down in Devarim, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Chav Ches. So how could, where it said Levadad in such a beautiful way, now Eicha Yoshva Lo Devadad, how could they be alone now? And the Netziv explains that there's two types of Levadad. If Hashem's plan that the Jews separate from the Gentiles, if Hashem had that as a plan, it was due to their negative spiritual influences. And they, the Jews, thought it was a punishment, not an opportunity. So they tried, unfortunately, to reverse that policy of being isolated and to endear themselves to the Gentiles. So Hashem had no alternative but to have Gentiles act towards the Jews with a rejection and often a hatred. Ultimately, Hashem's plan for the Jews being levadad will be fulfilled. But we have a choice. We could take pride in the levadad, in being alone with a pride, with a dignity, with a tranquility. Or if we try to assimilate, then we'll ultimately be alone in the negative way. Eicha yashva badad. By the way, the same Netziv, if you look in the beginning of the Akdama Parshas Bereishis, talks very much about how you have a chiyah to be mechabed the tzel of melikim of everybody. It's not a stira. It's a very important yisayt to know as a yid, and how to handle and how to deal with the umay sa'olam, how to deal with the nations around us. We have to be fiercely alone and proud of our Jewishness without any compromises whatsoever. But we could do it in a way where we're mekadesh shem shamayim, where when we interact with the non-Jews, we do it in a very pleasant way, aloof but pleasant. Not to mingle with them, not to become best friends with them, not to learn from their ways whatsoever, but to be mekadesh shem shamayim in the way we conduct ourselves with them. So that's also the sort of paradox over here that's very important. Hein am levadad yishkain. We're meant to be alone. Uvagoyim lo yischashav, and not to be reckoned among the nations. We are Am Yisrael, we're Am HaNivchar. And we are, taka, indeed, supposed to be separate. Realize a Yid is a Yid. We have a special mission. We are not from the Umas HaOlam. At the same time, Hashem says in other places in Nevi'im that he wants us to be a light to the nations. A light to shine on the nations, that they can learn from us, that we could educate them. But it all has to be in a safe way, al pi Torah, in the right way. And then you have a great influence over them. And you have that all through the Dairis. You had tzaddikim like that, where the matzav was that they had to interact with non-Jews, but they were separate, and they knew they were separate, and they treated them with respect, but without compromising on Torah standards whatsoever. Rabbi Yochanan used to greet every non-Jew, and he was magdim shalom to them. Again, this was not chanufa. This was not to mingle with them. It was not to be, to learn from their ways in any way. But nevertheless, he said, was magdim shalom l'chol adam. You see a similar thing in Chazal, that although there is an isser of leisach, you're not allowed to be machnif, right? You're not allowed to flatter leisachanim also. You're not allowed to do any of those things. But nevertheless, the Chachamim sometimes were mefarsim certain mamorei Chazal that the Goyim knew about, that had a shvach to them, not to be machnif, but to teach us something. For example, you have in the Hanoga of a Beis Akisei that it says, it's brought down basically, it says like this, he was giving them tefasta minig roimim she'enem tzenuim, v'inachta tarbis parsiim she'tzenuim. Right? You're saying that in a Beis Akisei you have to conduct yourself with modesty, and instead you took the minig of the Romans that they are not tzenuim in a Beis Akisei, and you forego and you left the conduct of the Parsiim, which indeed they are tzenuim bebeis akisei. Look at the Gemara Daf Chesam Bebeis and Brachis and other places where the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mishabeach them, right? With three things, I like the Parsiim, or I love the Parsiim. Doesn't mean they love them, that you mingle with them, that you hang around with them, or that you learn from their negative ways. But if the Chazal found a reason to be mishabeach them for a good hanhaga, then that's what it is. We listen to Chazal and try to follow that. But the bottom line is, ultimately, Hein am levadad yishkain. We're meant to be alone. And I don't usually bring this up, but it's something that just really hit my mind when we were going, learning about the history of World War II. And if you think about it, the Nuremberg Laws is actually the reverse of what we are supposed to have in our Torah. We're not allowed to intermarry. Lois is chatten b'hem. And the Nuremberg Laws had it in reverse. You cannot intermarry with a Jew. So ultimately, what Hashem tells us is, by the scruff of the neck, whether you like it or not, whether you want it or not, you are levadad. You are going to be alone. But you could choose to be the alone with a pride, with a simcha, on top of the world, as a oir for all the nations, but separate, like a beacon, like a lighthouse, in the first Torah, to be a shining beacon for everyone, for the whole world. Or if you try to mingle, try to learn and adapt into their culture in the negative way, then you'll be Nebuch Echa Yoshua Badad, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help, that we should be Zaycha all, to be as Goyal B'mheira V'yameinu Amen, that we should be Zaycha Be'ezus Hashem, to be a true Levadad, Am Yisrael, Am HaNivchar, and that the Umas Olam, the ones that aren't Rishon Gemurim, who will ultimately be destroyed, but the other ones will follow, and there'll be Olam HaTikun, L'Asad Lavai, and that's the biggest Kiddush Hashem, when we are recognized as the Am HaNivchar, the Am of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Guten Shabbos.